all that TV time or scrolling on social media aimlessly, right, and actually putting that into exercise, right? Sacrificing some bad habits you have right now for a better life down the road.
Gentlemen, real quick, if you like what you're hearing, let's connect on social media because I give so much more value on there. My Instagram is DannyCavs4, that's Danny, C-A-V-S-4, and Facebook is Danny Cavallaro, that's Danny, C-A-V-A-L-L-A-R-O. And I'll be expecting a follow from you, but without further ado, let's get into the episode.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Men's Fat Loss Made Easy podcast, where I'm here to give you the best tips and tricks that you can use on your fat loss journey, gentlemen. And today, we're going to be talking about how I genuinely didn't like taking my shirt off at the beach, at the pool, especially when summertime came around, right? And for me, like, whenever you're listening to this, whenever you're watching it, if you're live right now, you know summer is only about, like, 8 weeks away, right? And for you, you've probably put your health on the back burner all year already, right? And you've been gaining the weight, your clothes are getting tighter, and you know you need to make change, but you're not, all right? Or maybe you're trying to be healthy and you're doing what is good for you, but you're not doing what is best for you with the right game plan, and it's hindering your results. And you still have the stubborn belly fat. You're not really as toned up as you want to be, as fit as you want to be. You're not getting the results that you really want, and you're kind of stuck. And we know, like, it's getting warmer. Summer is literally around the corner. And gentlemen, think of the other summers that happen. Like, you want to be fit, you want to be healthy, and then it's just another summer of you hiding, trying to stay inside, not feeling confident, not feeling comfortable in your body, and you dread going to the beach, you dread going to the pool. I was there, gentlemen. I was there when I was 30 pounds heavier. Like, I myself just had body image issues, and I had more body dysmorphia than ever, and I just didn't like looking in the mirror and thinking about me going out with friends, family, taking off my shirt, like, on the beach or pool. Like, it petrified me. I was scared. I was scared. And honestly, it came to a point where it's like, guys, we just have to do this for ourselves, right? We just want to feel confident in our own body. We want to feel comfortable in our own clothes, whether our shirt is on or off. And as a man, you just want to feel strong, powerful. And it's hard to do that when you're overweight and you're out of shape. Let's just really be self-aware of that, all right? So here's what I did to make sure when every summer rolls around, like, I'm feeling good. I feel confident. I'm able to do activities that I probably wouldn't want to do if I was overweight and out of shape, right? So number one thing I did, and what I invite you to do, gentlemen, is be willing to make some sacrifices, right? If you want to lose weight, be happy looking in the mirror, feel more confident. Like, it's going to take some sacrificing of maybe the junk food, right? Maybe all that TV time or scrolling on social media aimlessly, right? And actually putting that into exercise, right? Sacrificing some bad habits you have right now for a better life down the road, right? So right now we have some time before summer, right? If you want to really feel good, feel confident, you might have to make some of those sacrifices now so your future self will thank you, right? And cutting out, you know, just minimizing. I'm never a coach that's going to restrict any of my clients, but just minimizing some of the bad habits that you know that's not serving you, right? Eating out all the time, the fast food, the lack of exercise, the lack of just, you know, consistent mindset. Get rid of those habits to become the best version of yourself, and you're going to feel confident not just in summer, but all year around, gentlemen. So be willing to make some sacrifices. Just have that mindset like, all right, I'm going to make this temporary sacrifice for long-term success. Can we commit to that? All right, it's going to help you out. Thumbs up. I love it. All right. And then the next thing that really helped me and it's going to help you is really just having the right game plan, because you can make sacrifices, but if you're not even doing the right things, sacrificing the right things, then you're going to be stuck, right? And there was probably once upon a time, gentlemen, where you were working on your fitness goals, but then you fell off track and you put the weight back on because either one, you had a restrictive meal plan that was like meal one, do this, meal two, meal three, and it was just like too restrictive. You went on vacation or holidays, they always threw you off track. Workouts really didn't fit around your busy schedule. It was a really regimented, like 5 days a week, and then you would miss one and you get discouraged when you miss one and you fall off track, right? Maybe a mistake you did. And then maybe a mistake is you didn't have a sustainable weight loss plan. Like, you probably, gentlemen, you lost weight before, But now it's all back on because it wasn't sustainable. So just moving forward, have a sustainable weight loss plan that will actually help you. If you need one-on-one help with that, definitely let me know. There's a lot that goes into it, especially because you probably need a custom game plan instead of a freaking internet cookie cutter, you know, meal plan or workout plan that's just going to be one fits millions of people that are Googling it instead of just like your own custom plan, right? And it's just important to have specific goals and targets when it comes to your macros, calories, your workouts, accountability, right? So the only thing with having the right game plan, find the right help, but have the mindset, just leave this podcast knowing, have the mindset, don't just lose the weight for summer. Try to lose the weight and keep it off forever. Because this summer, I want you feeling good, right? I didn't feel good in my body. That's why I'm making this podcast, to share some things that really helped me, because I didn't like when summer really rolled around. I was excited for the cold weather to come back so I could throw on those sweatshirts, so I can hide the shape of my body. If you go on my Instagram, the first picture, it's me in like a Lakers purple sweatshirt, and that's like a nice sunny day. I'm wearing a sweatshirt because I didn't want to show the shape of my body, right? So make sure for this part two, having the right game plan, make sure it's just sustainable, right? And the nitty-gritty of it, nutrition, workouts, just find the right help with that, all right? Because let's be honest, if you're watching, listening, like, you probably didn't go to school for this, right? You're not a trainer yourself. You need some help. And you've been trying to do what's good, but you're not doing what is best. And you're probably just, like, wasting time with workouts or nutrition because you're just not doing the right thing. And I tell all my clients, like, think about baking a cake. If you bake a cake and you're off by just a teaspoon of one ingredient, it's not going to bake. It's going to taste like crap. It's not going to be good. It's similar with your fitness journey. Like, if you're off doing the wrong things, you're just not going to get the right progress. So find the best help. All right. So that is it. All right. If we're trying to feel good, confident, sexy this summer, be willing to make some sacrifices for yourself for future reward and success, all right? Like, temporary sacrifice, long-term success. And then have the right sustainable game plan moving forward. And gentlemen, it's going to help you out, all right? Because like I said, you know, this is not, hey, let's get a six-pack and everyone's going to take pictures of us. No, this is not what this is about. But as a man, you have to feel comfortable. You have to feel confident. You have to feel strong in your body, right? And you struggling with confidence and being overweight and being low on energy, that is the opposite of what like a true man should really be. Especially nowadays in our society as men, we have to pick this world up. And it's hard to do that and help the world when we're overweight, out of shape, low on motivation and energy. So make a freaking change. All right, and this summer, you're going to be feeling terrific, and you're going to keep this all year round, this momentum, all right? So we're claiming it. We're manifesting it right now. So that is it, team. I appreciate you. Much love. I will talk to you soon. And like I said, in terms of the sustainable game plan, if you need some free resources, if you need some one-on-one help, my DMs are open. Send me a message, and I'll talk to you soon. All right, God bless you. Bye-bye. See you.
Guys, I really hope this episode helped you. And if you want even more value on how to lose weight, have more energy, feel your best, and build some muscle in the process, follow me on Instagram at DannyCavs4. That's Danny, C-A-V-S-4. And Facebook at Danny Cavallaro. That's Danny, C-A-V-A-L-L-A-R-O. I would love to connect so I can better help you reach your fitness goals. I appreciate you.